Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WIRI 105.5 WisCountry.
CBS News Brief. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis faced off last night on CNN in the GOP's fifth presidential debate.
You would have no tax up to a certain point, and then it would just be a single rate.
Small businesses are the heartbeat of America. We need to prove it by making those tax cuts permanent.
Chris Christie suspended his campaign hours before the debate. CBS's Bob Costa.
Getting out now, he's giving Nikki Haley runway and anybody else runway to take on Donald Trump.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Here in Iowa, the Haley campaign believes Christie's exit is going to help her up in New Hampshire, where a recent poll suggests she's just single digits behind the former president.
Donald Trump's civil fraud trial goes to closing arguments in New York today. He was hoping to deliver his own remarks, but the judge nixed to that. Hunter Biden will be in an L.A. federal court today. He's expected to plead not guilty to tax charges stemming from his business dealings. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Even when a crop is insured through standard insurance options, it may not always be enough. A supplemental coverage option or enhanced coverage option can provide extra protection. SEO and ECO are area-based policies that could insure yields as high as 95%. To find out if an SEO or ECO policy is right for you, contact the insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Egg Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory in effect as wind chills will be as cold as 20, even 25 degrees below zero at times. Mostly cloudy skies and our temperatures close to 5 above. West to northwest winds gusting up around 25 miles per hour. Right now, it's 2 below.
Welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth. I'm here with Drew Morgan. Today's theme is all about revenge in country music. There are so many songs in country music, Drew, about revenge. I am really excited about the rundown we have today.
Oh, I'm very pumped about it. One thing that I can't say I was surprised about, but I was reminded of when I was doing research for this episode was just how many women in country music love singing about getting revenge.
Yeah, that's really a theme that we see throughout the history of country music. There's songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I mean, it seems like every decade just has a bunch of revenge songs. And, you know, there's also murder ballads. I mean, there's a whole swing in country music between sort of, you know, revenge for a lost love all the way to, you know, a good old fashioned murder ballad.
Yeah, revenge can go, it can cover the gamut of human emotions. It's interesting, too, because I think it comes from a place of really negative human emotion and really positive human emotion. I think it comes from like wanting things to be fair, which I think is a good thing. I think like having a sense of justice is a good thing. And I think that's where the desire for revenge comes from. It's just that people let anger and hatred and their ego get involved. And that's like prime for country music. It's another reason country music is the greatest genre on earth, is that it can take two emotions like that, blend it into one theme. And whew, we got everything from you know, keying trucks to like literally burying bodies in the river.
Yeah, there is something about that settling of the score, seeking justice, taking matters into your own hands. I think that's very country. The first song that we have today is by Garth Brooks. I love starting a show with a Garth Brooks song. The Thunder Rolls is one that I've seen in a few different places talking about a revenge. I love this song, and I'm really glad that we're starting the show off today with it.
Yeah, it's one of the best Garth Brooks songs. Who's one of the best to ever do it? It's interesting. It is, certainly has a revenge element to it. I just always kind of considered it a cheating song, but it tells more of a story than that. It's not just about cheating. It is also, in fact, about revenge.
On the live version, there is a hidden verse that is like, she runs back down the hallway and through the bedroom door. She reaches for the pistol kept in the dresser drawer. She tells the lady in the mirror, he won't do this again. Tonight will be the last night that she'll wonder where he's been. So it is, there is like this this hidden verse that that I think pulls that like murder ballad history that I think maybe a lot of people don't know.
Garth Brooks and the hidden verses. This song, Friends in Low Places. Man, what a guy. What a guy who's great at creating lore. I do think I'd heard that and forgotten about it. What a great song.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here is The Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks.
Not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on the moon of summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. Thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. Every light is burning in the house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not arrived. Rain, it's the weather that's kept him out all night. Thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. And the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on the sleepless night. As the storm goes on out of control, deep in a heart, thunder. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and the rain, a strange new perfume flows. And the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. Thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold, dark, on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in a heart, the thunder. Down the hallway and through the bedroom door, she reaches
for the pistol kept in the dresser drawer. Tells the lady in the mirror he won't do this again, 'cause tonight will be the last time she'll wonder where he's been. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes, another love goes cold dark on the sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in a heart, the thunder rolls.
Well, next up we have Revenge of a Middle-Aged Woman by Tracy Byrd. This is a song, actually, Drew, that I had not heard before. I didn't remember, at least, that I had heard it. But when I was doing research for the show today, it came up and I really like it.
Yeah, I love Tracy Byrd. I like the song. Same for me. You put it on the list and I said, what? Revenge of a Middle-Aged Woman? Man, that sounds dark. Because, you know, when young women get revenge, they take it a little easier on you, I feel like.
Yeah, that's what's so funny. I mean, it's just one of these country songs about divorce and, you know, the breaking up of a relationship. And I think that's something that we see a lot in country music. Oftentimes, you know, it's so interesting to see like the guy side of the story, right? Like, you know, I went fishing and my wife left me or whatever the songs tend to be. But the woman side is a little bit of a different story.
I do feel like there's a trope in country music that when the guy gets left, he's very sad, but he's sort of hangdog about it. Like, I guess I deserved it. And when the woman gets left, it's very much like, not only did I not deserve it, I deserve better than I got even before he left me, and I'm about to take the house or burn it. One or the other, you pick.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here's Revenge of a Middle-Aged Woman by Tracy Byrd.
I was looking for a cheap car in the Sunday classifieds. When an ad jumped out and hit me right between my bugged out eyes. It was a 2-year-old Mercedes for $700. I couldn't make my trembling fingers dial that number fast enough. The woman who picked up the phone said, yes, it's still for sale, but I've had about 1,000 calls, so you better move your tail. When I drove up that long driveway with the cash there in my hands, she met me at the garage in a short skirt and a tan. When we took it for a test drive, I couldn't believe my luck. She said, I'll throw in them Arnold Palmer golf clubs there in the trunk. None of this was making sense, but then it dawned on me when she referred to her old man as that cheating SOB. It was a classic case of a woman. She'll make that man wish he had never been born. She's a 40-something-year-old judge and jury. Hell hath no fury like revenge of a middle-aged woman. So she took me out to breakfast, put it on his credit card, and by the time they poured the coffee, she was pouring out her heart. Of his sneaking round in sordid escapades, secretaries, waitresses, and bimbos half his age. She said, you know, there's one thing I ought to thank him for. Well, he ticked me off so much, I put new locks on the doors. It's a classic case of a woman scorned. She'll make that man wish he had never been born. She's a time, and
if you ask me, that man's a fool, or else he must be blind. I'll never know his motives, can't get inside his head, but I'm driving that Mercedes, and I'm sleeping in his bed. It's a classic case of a woman scorned. She'll make that man wish he had never been born. She's a 40-something-year-old judge and jury. Hell hath no fury like revenge of a middle-aged woman. Revenge of a middle-aged woman.
I know I ought to feel guilty about something. I just can't think of what it might be.
This next song, Matt, is the first song that popped into my mind when the theme came up for today. Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood is, to me, the quintessential 90s, early 2000s revenge woman power song. I will never forget all the girls in my high school walking down the hallway, bobbing their head to this. I took a Louisville Slugger to both headlights. And it was terrifying because your truck's all you had then. You didn't have nothing else. Carrie Underwood was the queen back then, still is. And this was a song that was, I mean, it's trashy, but it's really empowering.
Yeah, it's like this great anthem song. I have similar memories from the same period of time. I mean, it's like a catchy tune. I love songs that really have that catchy updated sound, but also that whole, you know, revenge over a cheater is such a theme that we see throughout all of country music. And I just really love seeing it here. And I just think it has that, what is it, late 90s, early 2000s. I forget when it came out, but it just has that like early 2000s country sound as well.
I always thought it would have been great to hear maybe Toby Keith or someone like that with a good sense of humor do a response to this and be like, yeah, that truck was old anyway. It was worth it.
If there was a singer to do it, it probably would have been Toby Keith.
For sure.
All right. Well, here's Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood.
Probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a glue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive. Not only, 'cause I dug my key.
Well, coming up, we have songs by Dolly Parton, Martina McBride, and Jody Messina. Stick around.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
In the town where I was raised, the clock ticks and the cattle graze. Time passed with amazing grace back where I come from. You could lie on the riverbank, or paint your name on the water tank, or miscount all the beers you drank back where I come from. Back where I come from, where I've been. Sunshine through. I know who made the moonshine too, back where I come from. And blue eyes on a Saturday night, and tan legs in the broad daylight. TVs, they were black and white, back where I come from. Back where I come from, where I've been. Say it's a backward place, narrow minds on the narrow way, but I make it a point to say that's where I come from. That's where I come from, where I'll be when it's said and done, and I'm proud as anyone, that's where I come from. Back
when I realized I was falling again. into the wind. I fall in love again.
Both kinds of music, country and western. Country Legends, 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
Yeah. Country Legends 24/7, Chris Young on his dog, Porter.
Well, I'm not going to talk too much about him because I already did one of these interviews where I started like tearing up and looked like an idiot. But I mean, I met this dog when he was basically a baked potato size animal and he weighs 115 pounds. 105.5 FM.
Say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl. So I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with a closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer. I'm coming. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire that's burning? I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with a closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer. I'm coming.
Back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge in country music. We are listening to songs in country music all about revenge. Drew, like we say every week, it's not an episode of the Forgotten Country Radio Show without Dolly Parton. The next song we're playing is by Dolly. This is one of those songs that like I hadn't heard in a while. Went back and listened to it and realized, oh man, this is really dark.
Yeah, Dolly's great at that though. And that her angelic bird-like voice is great at hiding some of those darker themes. And just so everyone knows, as a citizen of the Kingdom of Appalachia, I am required by law to play one song by our queen, which is why she always makes it into the show, because I don't want to get exiled from my homeland of East Tennessee. But Evening Shade, I mean, it's great. And throwing shade, you know, that's a term the kids use now, throwing shade on somebody. It's wild how much of that you kind of go back and look at some of the way the old folk talk and you're like, oh, that's not new slang. It's repurposed slang.
Yeah. And you know, on this section of the show, we're going to talk about a few songs that involve burning down the house. And this is one of them. And I didn't really know for this one, just like the next song that we're going to play next, I didn't really listen to the lyrics. And you kind of listen in, you're like, man, there's a lot of stuff going on here. It's one of those songs that almost an entire movie or epic story in just a 3 to 5 minute song. Well, here's Evening Shade by Dolly Parton.
My chain of thought was broken by a sudden burst of laughter. Something badly needed to lighten up the chores. Seemed old Mrs. Bailey had accidentally fell in the water being used to scrub the floors. Now Mrs. Bailey was the meanest matron at the home. She believed in lots of work with little play. And we laughed till we bent double, though we knew we'd get in trouble. The trouble's all we had at Evening Shade. Now Evening Shade was where they claimed to teach you understanding, teach you love and keep you off the streets. And all the kids that live there are said to be a problem, a juvenile delinquent, so to speak. But understanding isn't learned from punishment and anger. An iron hand has no gentle touch, and love ain't learned from hate. The reason we were there is 'cause we had no one to care. They cared even less at Evening Shade. Little Susan Bradley one night had wet her bed. Mrs. Bailey took the razor strap, beat her half to death. And I knew that something must be done to put an end to this. And so I started talking plans with the older kids. Plans were that Joe Johnson would steal the kerosene, and I would get some matches when nobody seen. Becky Adams would make sure the kids were all outside. Billy Watson would look out for the eagle eye. Now Mrs. Bailey took a nap at 3 o'clock each day. We knew that she'd be asleepin' as the plans got underway. Now that it's all over and the sun is going down, there's no Evening Shade because we burned it to the ground. Evening Shade was burning just like the hell it was.
Well, from songs that are a little dark to a song that's a little darker, Martina McBride's masterpiece, in my opinion, Independence Day, is one of those songs, Matt, where the tune and the way the melody flows kind of tricks you, if you're not listening really closely, into thinking that this is a more positive song. I can remember belting this at the top of my lungs when I was 9 years old because the chorus is actually very hopeful if you leave it by itself. But when you place it inside these verses, here is another example of a woman burning down a house. This time it's revenge, but we've also got a lot of trigger warning domestic violence situations going on. And in my opinion, there's a little bit left up for interpretation, but I think the woman set the house on fire with herself inside it, as well as her man. And that is dark. I can't believe they was playing that on CMT in the 90s when I was 9 years old, running around in my underwear screaming it.
Yeah. And I think about all of the 4th of July celebrations where they're playing all the patriotic music and they play this song. It's just like,
yeah, just know, some papaw out there playing Toby Keith, playing Lee Greenwood, throws on Martina McBride. And then he don't even know his own woman just sitting there fuming, looking at him. Why are you playing that in front of our son?
Yeah, it's like Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. I mean, when you actually listen to that, it was like an anti-Vietnam War song. They play that at patriotic celebrations. I mean, I guess maybe that's a different take on it, but I think sometimes the people just listen to the chorus and the jingle and they miss the whole point of the song.
That's the trick, man. I love it.
All right. Well, here is Independence Day by Martina McBride.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. Down to the fair in town on Independence Day. Well, word gets around in a small, small town. They said he was a dangerous man, but Mama was proud and she stood her ground. She knew she was on the losing end.
Our next song is Lesson in Leaving by Joe D. Messina. I don't think Joe D. was the first person to record this song, but she made it a hit when I was little. And this is a song, Matt, where the revenge is more, it's like a karma thing, which, you know, I can't believe country music's got some thoughts on karma, but it does. This is really about how the universe will get its revenge on you because of the way you are. You've been nasty to me, and I'm not going to get my personal revenge. You're going to get what's coming to you. And that's kind of a positive outlook. It's a little bit more zen than, you know, cutting the leather in his truck.
Well, I'm not going to lie. When I was looking up songs for today's show, I actually started with the theme karma. And I thought, oh, there's going to be a lot of really great country songs out there about karma. This was one of them. And then I started looking at those songs and I was like, it's a lot more fun if we call it revenge. So I called it revenge, but I do think, yeah, this is another one. You kind of have that karma, you know, the universe coming at you. And I think that we've seen that in a couple different shows, right? But just depending on the different themes that we're talking about, I think, you know, kind of singing about the world coming at you, this, you know, kind of this, it is what it is, but you know, maybe I'm just not going to let it be. I really like that part of country music.
Well, it goes back to that sense of justice thing that I think is a positive. And then if you start taking personal revenge, a lot of people say you get in trouble. That's where you maybe act a little trashy or get arrested for a misdemeanor. And this song, I liked including it because it's saying, you know, I'll get my revenge by just watching you mess up your own life.
Absolutely. Well, here is Lesson in Leaving by Jody Messina.
About me from some of my friends, but you better believe I'm not going through that again. You're the kind of man a woman thinks she can change, oh, but the only thing changing is my way of thinking, and I'm thinking that maybe someday somebody's gonna give you a lesson in losing, somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing, and I hope that I'm around. Your fire burning and no way to put it out. Baby, there ain't no doubt you're a foolhardy man. Yeah, you're the kind of man,
you're the kind
a woman thinks she can change, but the only thing changing is my way. Give you back what you've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Oh, it's like you love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson and leave, and somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given.
Up next, we're going to hear from Casey Musgraves, Jason Isbell, and the Drive-By Truckers. Stick around.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson.
105.5 FM.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best,
you did.
Girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. When you were always on my mind, you were always.
I'm Gene Watson, and you're just moments away from more awesome music from Country Legends 24/7.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory in effect as wind chills will be as cold as 20, even 25 degrees below zero at times. Mostly cloudy skies and our temperatures close to 5 above. West to northwest winds gusting up around 25 miles per hour. It's zero at our studios.
Now it makes me sad to think the good old days are gone. Chevrolet. We owe it to that old 57 Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WIRI 105.5 WisCountry.
CBS News Brief. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis faced off last night on CNN in the GOP's fifth presidential debate.
You would have no tax up to a certain point, and then it would just be a single rate.
Small businesses are the heartbeat of America. We need to prove it by making those tax cuts permanent.
Chris Christie suspended his campaign hours before the debate. CBS's Bob Costa.
Getting out now, he's giving Nikki Haley runway and anybody else runway to take on Donald Trump.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Here in Iowa, the Haley campaign believes Christie's exit is going to help her up in New Hampshire, where a recent poll suggests she's just single digits behind the former president.
Donald Trump's civil fraud trial goes to closing arguments in New York today. He was hoping to deliver his own remarks, but the judge nixed to that. Hunter Biden will be in an L.A. federal court today. He's expected to plead not guilty to tax charges stemming from his business dealings. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
I'm the PA voice you hear at hockey games here for WisCountry 105.5 WIRI to keep you fresh for your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings with some hockeyology. For example, sweater,
a hockey jersey,
apple,
an assist,
celly,
celebration following a goal,
and hoser,
a trash talk term for loser.
Support your River Kings as they build hockey up and down the river.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory in effect as wind chills will be